Simon Fletcher's agreement, Tyra.
Start off with a short vart. As we know, there's a nega this week's sedra, right? Negaim come on a person. Now, the same, I'm sure you've heard this before. The same word nega is the word oneg. What's the difference? The ayin is in the wrong place. Ayin is in the end, and oneg, the ayin is in the beginning. So when the kohen arrives and he sees that what lo nisapach hanega, what does that mean? Lo nisapach hanega. Lo nisapach hanega, the ayin hasn't yet changed over. He hasn't yet been zoicha for the nega to turn into oneg. Right? He hasn't worked on himself enough. He hasn't yet done tshuva. So lo nisapach hanega, v'hu omad be'enov. The ayin is still in the same place means the ayin is still in the end. It's still a nega. It hasn't yet moved over from nega to oneg. That's what the kohen's looking for. He's looking to see, has he done tshuva? Has he managed to switch the nega into oneg? That's what the mefarshim say. Sorry.
Stand up for
wrong. It's all in place now. Well, speak of a couple of minutes on the sugya and the tilas yadayim, interesting sugya. It's what we call koyach gavra. Right, we're going to take it to a little sugi here. So, Gemara in Cholin, Machukz Yeshayinim. Starting our day, the Torah, where it means to start with the Torah, Shtikal Torah, Gemara, Yeshayinim. See where we're coming from with this din of Koach Gavra. As we know, Koach Gavra means a person has to have the Koach of a person when he washes his hands. So, it starts from a Gemara in Cholin. The Gemara's got an interesting case. The Gemara calls Arita Dizloi. Now, exactly what the case is like this. You had the flowing water. And then they had some sort of water cycle where a bucket lifted the water and then poured it over into a tin or into a pipe. And that pipe took it out into the fields. Right? So the water goes round. You do it by hand, right? Taking the water round and you're pouring it over into the tin. Now this fellow comes and he's up to eating his bread and he wants to wash his hands. So the Gemara says that if you would just stick his hands into that tsinoy, into that pipe flowing along with the water, that wouldn't be good. Why not? Because the water went up with the keli. That's a person's doing it, right? A person by hand is moving around this wheel with the keli in it. So the water goes over and then it pours down into the tsinoy, into the pipe. And when he puts his hands in that pipe, there's no koach gavra anymore. Why? Because the koach gavra is hofsak. There was a koach gavra when he started. Starts going round, but then it pulls down into the tzino, into this pipe. So the koach gavra of the person has stopped. There's no more the koach of the person. So the Gemara, but if mekarev yodei l'gabi davle, if he would put his hands in the beginning, as it's hitting the tzino, right in the beginning of the tzino, then that would be sufficient. Why? Because he's chapped around the koach gavra. The fellow is middle turning it, and he's turning it, and it pulls. So that pour is called coming from the person, the koach gavra. Whereas if he puts his hand further along, so now he puts his hand about further along the tzinoi where it's ready hofzak, that koach gavra. The koach of a person is no more with us. That is felt in koach gavra. That's Lashon the Gemara here, at least in our Gersa. The Gemara says, Haritid Loi. You've got this Haritid Loi, this Yo'er, which you're being doile. You're being doile, you're taking up the water. Ain note the man your dam. You can't put your hand into the tzinoi. Because the loy also mikoyach gavra. But if mikarev legabi davla, if you would have put your hand further right in the beginning where it starts pouring over, tika also mikoyach gavra, then Notli Meliodam. Right, then it can be Notli Adam. That's Shtikul Gemara. Now the problem is that the Rishonim have a Bahag. Bahag said, Tosis brings it in the Rosh, or bring it here. I read out the words. Perish Balochs Gedolis. Shemuta lahatbil your dime secha keli, the chashiv and the tila. The Bahag said, the person got keli from tila's a dime. Instead of washing your hands, pouring it on each hand, take your hands, stick them straight into the keli. And that's also good enough until it's a dime. That was shittas abahag. And he held, halacha l'maisa, you can take your hands, stick it into the keli. So the Rishonim had shver, Tos and the Rosh ask, well, for Shigamoria, you have to have kerch gavra. Now kerch gavra means you pour from your left on your right on your left, you're pouring. Whereas if you're going to do that at the bahag, you're just going to stick your hands into a keli. Where's the kerch gavra? Now we've got a mefurush Gemara here, where the Gemara is being mechai of a kerch gavra, right? You've got the water going round. The Gemara says quite clearly, if you put your hands near enough that there's a kerch gavra, then you can wash your hands. And if you put your hands further along the tzinor, where the kerch gavra has stopped, then it doesn't work. So how can the bahag say that a person could just stick his hands straight into the bucket?
Says the same bracha, just krusty or a different bracha?
Netilas Yadayim. Bahag holds, this is called Netilas Yadayim. You make a regular bracha on Netilas Yadayim. Right? This is a shittas bahag. And the Tos and Rosh want to know, you can't ignore a Gemara. This is Rishonim. We've got a Gemara here. So, Tosis has two suggestions here. The Rosh has come up word for word the same. Tosis is like this. First of all, Tosis says, could be when the Gemara says Koyach Gavra, it's Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean the Koyach Gavra. What it means is Koyach Keli. The Keli, where was the Keli? The cup took the water out of the oil, right? The bucket takes the water out, and it goes round, and then it pours into this tzinoy, right? Down this pipe. So if you put your hand further along the tzinoy, the problem with the Gemara didn't mean koyach gavra, that the gavra, the koyach of that gavra stopped, Tosis. The problem of the Gemara is that the keli's gone. The keli which poured into the tzinoy, now it's lying in a tzinoy which was mechubel karka, so it's flowing along the ground, and you put your hand in the ground, so now this netzila, there's no netzilas yodayim, right? You're not washing your hands from a keli anymore, you're washing your hands in straight from the floor. If anything, maybe it'll be tefilas yodayim. So you have to work out. Havad tefilas yodayim also won't be, because the maim are maim shuvim. Right? And in maim shuvim, you can't do tefilas yodayim. So that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara didn't mean to say that it's finished the koyach gavra. The Gemara meant to say that the koyach hakeli is finished. So when the water's gone round, and now it flows down this tzinor, and you put your hands in. Yeah, but the keli is finished. Where is it now?
The keli is pouring the water, and you're putting your hands
further along. That's a meter down. So like you understand the koyach gavra is finished. So who had in the koyach? The keli is finished. So the bahag wasn't worried about the koyach gavra, which is finished once it starts going down the tzinor. For the bahag, the problem is that the keli is gone. For netilas yodayim, netila, what's netila mean? Literally, the Rishonim say netila is an aloshon natal, which is the name of the keli. Aloshon netilas yodayim, when you wash from a keli. So the problem for the bahag is poshut, you haven't got the keli there. Right, so the Bahag wasn't worried about this Gemara in Chulim, where the Gemara says quite clearly that when a person washes his hand, you have to have a koyach gavra. The Bahag learned the sugi, you have to have a koyach of a keli. So therefore, this water, which has been drawn out of the yod, coming out of the water, right, you've got this fellow turning it around, the water goes up, and it pulls down into the tino, and you put your hands in that pipe further along. So there's two problems. Problem number one is koyach gavra, right, the gavra who turned it. This Yankel, his job is to turn this wheel, his koyach has finished, it stopped, because you're just putting your hands into that sin a bit further along. And the bag learned, that's not the problem, there's no din of koyach gavra. The problem is that the keli is finished. Koyach gavra. The koyach of the gavra who used the keli. And now the keli is finished. It's loshen lav, that's Tosis, lav dafka the loshen. V'oid Tosis and the Rosh. We've got another Pasha Teretz. Like in Mishnah and Yadayim, there's a machlokas. Old machlokas, Tanakam, Rav Yosi in the Mishnah, does a person need koyach gavra, he washes his hands or not? Machlokas in the Mishnah, no. So you found the Gemara Cholin, holds you need koyach gavra. I found the Bahagu holds, you can just stick your hands into a keli, and that's also good enough for the Tos and Yadayim. So it's up to Tos and the Rosh, that the Sugah here, who holds that you need a koyach gavra, is Rav Yosi. And the Bahag is coming passing Tanakam, usually go with the Rabbim. So it's the easy way out. You're right, there's a Mefurash Gemara, Lo'elim, there's a Mefurash Gemara, they need Koyach Gavra. We're not going to make it Lav Dafka. Right? Mr. Mankov, Koyach Gavra is Dafka, the Filis Tarots. The problem is that this Sugya is Rabbi Yosi. We've got a Tanakama in the Mishnah who argue. Machlokas Tanoim, the Pag Paskin, like Tanakama, you don't need Koyach Gavra. Right? So that's the Mahalach Tis in the Rosh. But the Bahag doesn't need any Koyach Gavra. You have to make sure it comes from a Keli and nothing more than that. Gemara and Cholim got two Tarots, and all the Gemara just means that the Keli is not there anymore. And the Hag's passing time to come. And made a doctor says, once we have a stomach of the Gemara and Shas who takes on that you need the Kerch Gavra, so we're going to pass on you need the Kerch Gavra, Rabbi Yossi. Not like the Bahag. Right? We've got Machlokes in the Mishnah, and then you've got a stomach of the Gemara, which Rebbe wrote many years later. He was, after Rebbe's was the Mishnah, then came the Gemara, and everything was written out. If in the Gemara, there's a stomach of the Gemara, we see that the Amiroim took on that you need Kerch Gavra. There's no one Cholik in this Gemara. Posh the din, everyone in the base of Medrash and in the yeshiva was masking to this din. Obviously, they all took on, they need Kerch Gavra. Melezot Tosas, Alach and Maisa, we don't hold the bag. Can't just stick your hands into Kaili, Dot Tosin and Rosh. Person wants to wash his hands, as we know, you go to the sink, take your Kaili, and you wash. Right, left, once, twice, that's another huge sugya. Better make a din is twice, when you have a reveal, you only have to do it once, besides Shitz arrivals. Right, so that's the first Mahalach in the Bahag. Interesting to note that there is another Mahalach in the Bahag, which Shaitzian says he found in certain Rishonim, we have it from the Ritval. Interesting thing that the Bahag, Avad the Bahag is also masking the Kerch Gavra, he's not come to argue. No, Gemara and Kerch Gavra, it's posh, you need Kerch Gavra. He holds, his Lashon is that when you put your hands into the Keli, you're a Shachshich, right? You move your hands around that Keli. That movement of your hands in the Keli is also Kerch Gavra. Lamosha, we have a Yisod from Tosas. Tosas, where the Rishonim like to use this Lashon. Mali Mikarav Dove Itzalaesh. Malim Karav Eish Etzeladova. I mean, Tosis is talking there in Boba Kama, where if I light a fire, right, so you can take the fire, and you can Karav the Yelim's Chayfetz, and you put it and throw it into the fire. Yeah, Mazik, right? He took his pen, he threw it into the fire, took his watch, threw it into the fire. Mazik, Posh the Mazik. You can also be Karav the Eish Etzeladova. You put the fire next to it, and the fire burns it. So Tosis, that's the same thing. Malim Karav Dova Etzeladesh, Malim Karav Eish Etzeladova. So the Bahag holds Mali that I pour the water over me, or I push my hands into that water. That's also a Koyach Gavra. A Koyach Gavra by pouring it over, and there's a Koyach Gavra by with your hands being Shachshach in the water. Interesting Pshat, it's not only in the Ritval, Pshat Sin says he found this in the Eshkol, and another Rishonim, found a few Rishonim who learned that Pshat in the Bahag. The Bahag also needs Koyach Gavra. Interesting Machlokes, right? So we've got two ways of learning the Bahag.
What's the Svar B'chol of Koyach Gavra? At the end of the day, he's getting his hands washed.
Yeah.
How he gets
work. Oh, so the Maimon says that Kerch Gavra is learned from apostle. Where do we learn that you have to mitzvah time? V'hiza ha'toy al-atomi. V'hiza ha'toy al-atomi. Right, there's two people involved. There's one person spritzing on another person. From there, we've got a smachmos to mitzvah time. No, so v'hiza ha'toy. So well, then a person has to get somebody else to wash him, or he can wash himself, right? He can do one hand each. The person who only has exactly revias to make a din should be getting somebody else to wash his hands, because you want the revias to go over both of your yodayim. Now, we use our cups, Baruch Hashem, we've got plenty of water nowadays, so a person can wash himself. A person's got exactly revias, me'ikadin, the best thing to do is to put your two hands together, because the mile of washing from revias, and get somebody else to wash you. So because this is v'hizah toy, there's a din of kerch gavra. Right, so the bag got two mahalach in the bag. One mahalach in the bag is, our sugya is not kerch gavra, he didn't hold our whole sugya, our sugya is abusi, al tanakama, or he used our gemara, just means kerch keli, there's no din kerch gavra bichlal. Ritval's got an interesting mahalach that that Bahag also holds into the Kerch Gavra. That alone, that you move your hands into the water, that itself is a Kerch Gavra. That's two mahalachim. Now, what do we do with halacha? So, this is a mechaber in Kufim Ches. Where the mechaber says that a person who's stuck, he brings 2 days. Kenat Ches, Kufim on Tes. Im Hichnes Yodov, Leseich Keili Shamayim. He's got a barrel of water, he sticks his hand straight in. So I used to get very nervous with my kids, you see them coming to wash, just stick your hands in. What are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're not doing nothing, right? Because we'll see the Mechaber brings down this Bahag. Yeah. Right? Because you're doing that shich shuch in the water. So, ima keili mechuba lekarka, lo yolson enetila. Obviously, if it's a keili which is mechuba to the ground, so there's no keili bichlal. Right, whenever there's no keli, then avada lo also no netila. Once the mechuba to the ground, there's no netila going on. You have to work out tvila. You have to work out tvila. And tvila have to work out if it's shuvan or not. Oh, but can netila sedaim won't be. Now, va'ayimei mechuba lekarka has got a regular keli in the sink, and he sticks his hands into it. Zok the mechaba 2 days, and day number one, yesh oimim, she also no netila. He brings the das, a bahag, got a little kufia, halachas gedoilis, right? Be'er goilis straight away tells me, this is halachas gedoilis, yesh oimim, she also no netila. The Bahag holds, you can stick your hands into a keli, and that's also good enough from the Tinnis Adam. As we explained, there's 2 malachim in that. Always saying, because he holds, you don't need the Bichlal Kerch Gavra, he argues holding a Kerch Gavra, or the sticking your hands into the keli itself could be as a Kerch Gavra. We have to see how there's rise later, how the Mechaber learnt. V'yei Shemrim, Here we've got now a little reish. Tor, Kosmaim, Neva Smack. The Tor's very upset with the Bahag. It sends the Bahag flying because the Tosin and the Rosh also did. We've got a Gemara. We're not interested in the Bahag. So what do we do? So Mechaber is not, it doesn't throw it off. Or Bishas et Chak, Dr. Mechaber. This is now the Beis of Sachra. Since we've got Mechaber to show him. Bishas et Chak, Yochel Lismoich, Adivra Metirim. No, if him achkach dam le little, if afterwards he gets some water and he can wash his hands, but dech netzila vade neutel bebroch. If afterwards he can get somehow somebody, let's say it was a massive keli which was in the way that he couldn't lift it, right? A huge barrel of water, he had no way of lifting it, so he stuck his hand into it. He's done the vayla behag tis the dad. So mokem et chak zot mechava, it works. Oh, but if he gets more water later on, he gets some sort of cup that he can wash his hands, he should wash his hands again. That's mechava holds halach lemaisim shas et chak. Now the Taz brings from the Marshal. You can't allow the Bahag. Come back, color is shame, argue the Bahag. It's a pasta de Gemara by us, where the Gemara says you need Koch Gavra. And we say, if you're the Bahag, you don't need Koch Gavra. At least in that Mahalach, a pasta shame, who understood in the Bahag, you don't need Koch Gavra. It's a Mephorsha Gemara. Mashal knocks out. Adkadi Kachzot the Mashal. That later on, when you get water, you wash your hands with a brocha. Because that, like you stuck your hand into Kaili, the Mashal, it's a complete waste of time. We don't hold on the Bahag. And later on, when you get more water, you wash with a brocha. Now, when you're doing your Sheikh Shoch the first time round, right, he sticks his hand into that water. Can he make a broch or not? So Morgan Avram says, if he's doing this for his Netilas Vadaim, right, it's a Shasat Chak, and Mechaber, we're going with Mechaber now, we pass him that you can stick your hands in. So Morgan Avram says, I can happily give him a din that can make a broch. Why? Because he's now, this is now his Netilas Vadaim, sticking his hands in, he's doing the Bahag's Netilas Vadaim, so he can make a broch on it. Most of the poets can argue with Mogan Avram, so use Machalik to show him, so Sofok and Brochus, you shouldn't make it until this is done. Now the Mashal went on the other extreme of the Mogan Avram, and he held him, you stick your hands into the Keli, we don't hold the Bahag. Adkdekachzot the Mashal, when you find water later to wash your hands like a mensch with a Keli, like Rover is showing him, then you do make a Broch on the second round. We're not going to make that Broch. Because you've got the Mechaber Paskin Shasat Chak. You can't rely on the Bahag, and it's called a good Netila. So therefore, you've got no right to make Netila a second time. So Halacha Lemaaseh, somebody asks you what to do. So Vayla, stick your hands in, don't make a brocha, because the Mashal held it's a waste of time, and many Rishonim held it's a waste of time, because you've got no Koach Gavra, we don't hold that type of Koach Gavra of the Bahag. So therefore, you don't make a brocha, right? We won't go to the Mogan Avraham. When you find water later, Mashal says to you, we didn't fall this time, make a brocha. You can't make a brocha now either. Because at the end of the day, you've got the Bahag. And the lashon of the poskim is Tarchu Harishonim liyashiv bahag. They didn't just throw the bahag off. They were Terech liyashiv, right? What to do with the sugya? Teis Rosh Hatzur Malchim here. The sugya is Kerech Keli. The sugya is Abyesi. So once we see the Rishonim, the Tosus and the Rosh and the Rajba were all Tarchu liyashiv the bahag. They obviously held the bahag isn't just so mufka. Therefore, it's not the be'alocha. You're right. In the first round, doesn't make a brocha, but in the second round, when he does get hold of water, he also doesn't make a brocha. So divide, you're sticking your hands in. Now, so here the Mishabura Shatzia, and they want to say they should do another Itzah. Because when he stuck his hands in, divide B'shasat Chak, he stuck his hand in, right? So he's done Tzidus Dam only for the Bahag. If you're not Rishonim, you've not done Tzidus Dam yet. So therefore, you should also cover over the bread with a bag. That means Me'ika Locha, that doesn't work. Snake people make. People think that if you've got no water, just do it. That means Me'ika Locha, you're not allowed to hold your bread with a bag unless you don't have water, 4 mil, right? 4 mil in front of you, which is about 4 kilometers, or a mil behind you. Right? A person has to search for water. It's halacha, it's a din of the Gemara. Gemara, a couple of places, that when a person doesn't have any water, he has to go and find water. Zokhtabi halacha, here, they've got the bag, right? He sticks his hands into the keli. Plus, he also covers over the bread with a plastic bag. I'll put the two together. Sticking your hands into the water is only a bag. Shasat chak. Holding the bread with a bag works when a person can't get hold of water. So here I can put the two together. So Shasat Chak, even when you're sticking your hands into that barrel of water and you want to do Netilas Adam, the bag, you should also hold it in a bag. Right? So Shasat Chak, the person got no, the only water he's got is he's got a huge, massive barrel of water. He's got no way of taking the water out. You stick Shasat Chak, stick your hands in. You don't make a brocha. And then also you should hold it with a bag. And then when you find more water, you wash your hands again. And obviously, in the second round, you won't make a brocha. Now, the shaila is a nafkamina in the two mahalchim of the Bahag. Nafkamina will be like this. The Mechaber brings our locha here. That person, there's a couple of different cases. It comes from a Mishnah. Where one of the cases is, a person's got a barrel. So if he's got a cup being birkov, he can't wash his hands, right? He can't use his hands, chamon etzlon. So he could put it bein birkov, he put it in his knees, and then he'll shock over his knees onto each side. Tilsa that, no problem. It's a kach gavra, it's a keli, no problem at all. Then you got another case where a person's walking along and he sees a barrel kicked over, they got pushed over by the wind, and there's water pouring out of it. No, sticks his hands in it. So good natil or not? So the Mechaber says, no, it's no good. Bein birkov that you push it, then you got a kach gavra. But if you got water pouring, and you just stick your hands into it, yeah, you found water pouring there, it was very windy, and there's water pouring that, puts his hand, lay also no natila. Fred, go on, lay also no natila. Why not? We've got 2 days. Mechabel's very happy with it. Yeshem and Shaul also no natila. You don't need kerch gavra. Somehow you do need kerch gavra. So if I've got water pouring by itself, and I put my hands under it, here the Mechabel decided, lay also no natila. Why not? What happened to the bag? What happened to the bag? Where would the bag hold? You don't need a kerch gavra. So water pouring by itself, you put your hands into it.
I've got a keli, that's the
bag. Of course you've got a keli. You've got a keli here, there's a keli pouring. The wind pushed over a keli, and it's pouring water, you put your hands in, it's no good. Why not? What happened to the bag? So, big cash. Zot bi'aloch, we had 2 mahalchim in the bag. 1 mahalch in the bag, we said, was with the toast and Rosh Lin. He argues holding of kerch gavra. He doesn't hold of kerch gavra. Kubis Bachwix in the Mishnah, doesn't hold the whole Sukkah Gavra. The other Mahalach we said was, Havad the bag also holds you need Kirk Gavra, but he held that instead of pouring the Keli over your hand, you can sort of pour your hands into the Keli. That's also Nachshav a Kirk Gavra. If we go with the other Mahalach, so if I find a Keli which is pouring by itself, and I just put my hands underneath it, so here there's no Kirk Gavra at all. So even the Bahag, who behag held, the person can stick his hands into keli and make movements of his hands in the keli, and that would be called a kerch gavra. The behag will also be moed, and if Stam got water pouring and you just put your hands under it, there's no kerch gavra. Kerch gavra is the shirshuch of the mayim in the keli. Right, as we said, instead of pouring the keli on your hand, you sort of pour your hand into the keli. But water which is pouring by itself and you just put your hands underneath it, even if the behag, it won't work. So I'll be a shtikal araya that the Mechaber took the mahalach of the ritzvah. That what, when the Bahag said you can stick your hands into keli, it doesn't mean you don't need kerch gavra at all. The kerch gavra which we hold, the chatchila, you should be pouring, the Bahag holds, it's a shachar kerch gavra, you just stick your hands into the water, and shachar, that's also nechshav a kerch gavra. And therefore, mechabe, if you find the keli which is knocked over by the wind, and you just put your hands underneath, there's no kerch gavra at all, there is no Bahag here. Right, so the halach lemaisa came out of this. The Gemara said, kipshuta the din of kerch gavra, you take a keli, and you pour, right, left, you pour on over your hands. The bag we said hold, you need to take your hands, stick them into the keli. A shaila is 2 mahalach in the bag. 1 mahalach the bag was, he holds, he don't need kerch gavra. As long as it comes from a keli, how he sorts of the Gemara Chulin, all the Gemara Chulin is lav dafka, there's no din of kerch gavra. The Gemara just means it has to come from a keli. All the Gemara Chulin is Rabbi Yossi, and we go to Rabbanon. So that's 1 mahalach in the bag, he doesn't hold holding a kerch gavra. The other mahalach in the bag was a ritva, eshkol, other rishonim. That you stick your hands into the keli, that's also a kerch gavra. And therefore, Allah Lemaisu, we said, the person who sticks his hand into a keli, he does a shikshon on a keli, shasat chak, it works, we don't make a brocha, and also, the mishpura holds, he should hold it with a bag. If you got water stamp pouring over, do you have the bag there or not? That depends on the 2 mahalchim. If the bag doesn't hold of kerch gavra at all, then you can find the pouring keli, you put your hands underneath, feel the bag, you're good to go. If either it's va in the bag, and the other is showing the bag of hold, that you need some sort of shikshon in of your dime in the mayim. So you stand fine, water pouring over, and you put your hand underneath, even for the bag, it doesn't work. And that, the Mechaber Taka Paskins, that it doesn't work.
So he goes to the seaside.
First one goes to the seaside.
And there's no water, so you put your hands in the water.
Right, so that's ready tefillah, that's not the tefillah.
Tefillah is alright.
Yeah, we have to, because keli, there's no keli there, so there's no bag. So now you're just doing tefillah siyadayim, right? Now, so here, what will you do at tefillah siyadayim? Mechaber Mechaber Ramah, I'm sure you hear this many times, Mechaber holds it should, the bracha stays out in the tefillah siyadayim, whereas the Ramah holds it should be tefillah siyadayim. Now the Mughal Avraham's achra is that if it's raw ilishsia, if it's fresh water, you make tefillah sedaim, otherwise it's tefillah sedaim. And therefore a person goes to the beach, which is mayim luchim usually, right, salty water, it's possible you make al tefillah sedaim, not tefillah sedaim. Lo and behold, for the Mechaber, you always make tefillah sedaim. Even the Ramah, who said you make tefillah sedaim, Mughal Avraham said if it's not raw ilishsia, you make tefillah. So when you go to the seaside, to take the water with a keli is a mistake. Because it's possible in the tila, right? Maim, which are roim, meluchim, sruchim, are possible in the tila. So somebody, you get one person who schleps all the way down to get the water to wash the feet. And one person decides, instead of washing the feet of the kids with all the, he wants to chap around and the tila siyadayim for his bread. then he's not allowed to. You've got to go yourself and somehow do, and you can't bring a bracha and stick your hands in, because again, that's not tefillah, right? It's ma'am shovim in a keli. Again, that's going to be called netilah. If you're the bahag, it might be called a netilah sadam as well. But when netilah sadam is possible when the ma'am are meluchim. So you've got to get yourself down to the water and get your hands in. Do tefillah sadam. You can do tefillah gufay there, you do tefillah sadam there. The bracha you'll be making, alach and amais, is al netilah sadam, because the water is not roilish. See ya? Netilah sadam. Yeah, netilah sadam, yeah.
Why don't make tefillah sadam in a bucket?
Because it's ma'am shovim. It's ma'am in a keli, it's possible for tefillah. You can't turn in a keli, otherwise it would be very easy. A mikveh usually costs around £1 million, why? It's very, very complicated, a mikveh. Otherwise, you just take a cup, jump in it. Right, those through Corona, who managed to make mikvahs, it wasn't an easy job, right? You've got to make ois keli, then you've got to mechavit lekarka. And then you can fill it up, right? So, shovin doesn't bother us for tefillah as much. But there's plenty of people who did that. But you have to make sure, yeah, it's a job. To make a hole, then you shear to the hole, then you mechavit lekarka. So that's the din of the...
A tap, even the bahag holes, you can't.
Yeah.
Just open the tap and put your hands in.
No, you don't have a keli there.
Huh?
You don't have a keli.
Yeah,
but if you've got a big bucket, let's say in a chasna, yeah, you have big buckets, right? So the bucket's a keli, and you have a tap at the bottom. So the whole thing's a keli. So the Mechaber says the eight, so this comes from Rishonim, that when you open it, the first opening is Koyach Gavra, right? The first pour. So you open it up, you open and open it and close it very quickly, right? You have to open it and close it. And that way, the opening and closing, every first shot of water is a Koyach Gavra. It's coming from a keli. So therefore, you can, if you open and close, open and close it, that's also a Koyach Gavra. Once if it gets to, it's below the tap. So the only thing you're left with now, and you can't you get someone to tilt it, but not always you can tilt it. If you can't tilt it, and you would stick your hands into it, and someone says to him, what are you doing? So you'll tell him, you've got a bahag, I'm sticking my hands into it, being shakshach in the water. For the bahag, it's also, right, shasat chak, if we don't have any other water, it's also an atinah sadam shasat chak.
Somebody used
the after. No, and that's it. Once you've used it, then it can't be used, because that's ready once, that's another din in the mechaber, that once water's been used for one person's sadam, somebody else can't use it. But that's an interesting halacha, that when you open and close it, that's the koyach gavra. So you've got the keli, and the koyach gavra is the open and closing a couple of times. No, it's coming from a keli. For the Koyach Gavra,
you don't need
a second keli for that. It's just down to come from a keli, and the Koyach Gavra will be open and closing. For the bag, just stick your hands in, but you've a bit ruined it for everyone else.
Well, a bottle is okay.
The ikka has to be, there's a pour. So I understood the bottle, if you've got enough of a pour over your hand, then it's okay, because the Rishonim have different cases, which is a huge sugya at the beginning, in Kufnon Ches, where you've got a hole in a keli. So the bottom half of the keli still got Hashem keli, the top half is broken. So the Rishonim learn, they have to pour through the hole. Now the hole is quite small. So Mishnah Berurah's mazir, there has to be some sort of pour. If you've got a bottle and it gives you a pour. Yeah. An oil bottle is usually, I think, enough for a pour. So the best thing is to take a bottle, it's a keli, and you're pouring from it, so you've got to sit down. That's the dinner thing. Just say quickly about the interesting lotion of the Medrash of Ksedra, that when Klal Yisrael saw all the Negoim, they were very scared with all these Negoim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, the Moshel to Bas Melech, who came into the house, into the palace, and she sees a big stick on the wall. The Melech said, no, that's not for you. That's for the Avodim, it's not for you. Kosh Baruch says to the Yidden, the Goyim, no, that's for the Goyim. The Atem, Oichlim, Shoisim, Osmeichim. What that's supposed to mean? The Goyim we know come for a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Oichlim, Shoisim, Osmeichim, Ishver Medrash. The Mordek of Art. But we say, Meshoich Chastachol Yodecho, right? We call Mekadosh Shvi. Meshoich Chastachol Yodecho. Bring your Chesed Yodecho, the people who know you, which is us, Klal Yisrael, nobody else knows the Kosh Baruch Hu, nobody else is interested in him besides us. Kale kanoi v'noikim. Kosh Baruch Hu is a noikim who takes nekama. Now you're talking about Kosh Baruch Hu, please give us chesed, and you're calling him the kale kanoi v'noikim. Why mentioning when you're trying to take chesed from Kosh Baruch Hu that he's the grace of Baal Din, kanoi v'noikim? Why bringing chesed from Kosh Baruch Hu, the grace of Baal Rachmim, right? The kale Rachmim v'chanon, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Emes. Kale kanoi v'noikim. So the Moedik is ach, when a person wants to punish someone else, it's ways of punishing. You got a king who was very upset with one of his avodim. So Imamish wanted to punish him. A few hours later, you know, he calmed down and he didn't want to punish this fellow anymore. So, but he has to punish him because he's done something against the king. So another fellow said to him, I've got a way that you can punish him. And that is, you'd be makarivim, right? And you bring him very close to you. The busha of that, that you've brought him so close to you, and you've given, you mashpia so much chesed on him, that busha will be the biggest punishment for him. Right? Tzadikim, nasulav kashbochum, moitzi chamo natik, or tzadikim, misrapim ba, and rishoim, they're nichla with it. What does it mean? Moitzi chamo. Chamo means kashbochum, mashpia, mishundik amount of tova on the world. Tzadikim, they get hanor from it. The rishoim, those in averas, that's the biggest punishment. A person sees that the kashbochum has given so much shefa and so much broch on him, that's the biggest punishment a person can have. So, mishoich, chastachol, yodecho, keil kanim inokim. Even when we've done averas, and the kashbochum has come to take nekoma from us, right, keil kanim inokim, the nekoma shouldn't be hitting us. Achmaros are giving us machlas. The nekoma kashbochum should do is mishoich, chastachol, bring loads and loads of chesed, and that, with that, we'll come back to you. So that's the moshel of the medrash that the Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. That's for the goyim. Atem oichelim shoyis mechim. If you'll be zoicha, then even when you do averus, and you take a deserve to have a negatras, but there's another way of doing it. Kosh Baruch Hu will put on you if you're in the right madrega. Then a Kosh Baruch Hu, when he'll be kanoi venoikim, right? When he's taking the come of you, he'll do it in a way that there's a pour on you chesed. You'll be oichlin, shoysin, or smeichim, and that itself will be the biggest punishment. Now, the tznai in this is that person has to be in the right madriga. Because otherwise, what happens? What do you see by the goyim? Kosh Baruch Hu gives them chesed. That doesn't bring them, back to Kosh Baruch Hu. Mechalik, just take it. No, a bit more money comes in, a bit more chesed. You have to be in the right darga. That taka, that korva, is itself in a comma. So, shbizaycha, that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to take a comma from us. Should be a shoy chastro yadecho.